Greetings, Creakers. Well, that was a rainy Easter, but I hope your gatherings went well in spite of it. I just went for a damp, chilly walk and was definitely not feeling spring in the air, when I ran into three small children with little fists full of bright yellow dandelions. It made me smile and the dormant hunter-gatherer in me perked up, so this afternoon I will look for dandelion greens for my salad. So next up is Earth Day. It's not until the 22nd, but this column is not available until Friday and some of you like to plan ahead. Our Earth Day celebrations will be at the Mandala Park by the pier from noon to 3 p.m. every year. People are encouraged to walk, bike or bus to get there, and every year I walk by a lot of parked cars. I recognize that driving is the only way for some, but hopefully this year more of us will consider taking the extra time to use another method of transport. Those wanting to bike along Lower Road as a group can meet up at the cemetery at 10:45 a.m. for Pedal for the Planet. The transit bus runs along Lower Road right to the corner by the library, and if you take the bus along the highway you can get in some of your steps, walking down and back. For schedules go to bctransit.com. So, however you arrive, there will be lots going on. On your way by the library, stop in for their book sale. It's a great way to buy recycled books at a very reasonable price and support our library. It will be on from noon to 3 p.m. Down the hill, Track will be offering a bike valet service and tune-ups. Earth Day is a great opportunity to get up to speed on the various groups tackling environmental concerns, from streams to forests to housing and other issues. You can sign up for the Roberts Creek cleanup, and if you have one bag, max, of good used clothing you can participate in a swap. All this will be taking place to the backdrop of some great local music. The lineup includes Estelle and the Honeydews, Deanna Knight, Sam Pulpo, Brothers in Farms, Dally Moon and Mr. Doug. Welly, I don't need to tell you that prices are going up for everything, but I do need to tell you that membership to the Roberts Creek Community Association is now free. You can sign up at Earth Days and at the library. For those who don't know, the RCCA owns and manages the hall as well as the library and gazebo area. They host key annual free events such as Creek Days, Earth Day, the Halloween Party, Photos with Santa and the Christmas Community Potluck. They manage the by-donation EV charge station and put up the community food cupboard. The RCCA consists of a volunteer executive and directors at large who meet monthly. General membership meetings are called when there are issues requiring a vote or other input. In years gone by, those RCCA events were organized and run entirely by volunteers. Many of you will remember the hall comedy and all those dances to support hall renos and upkeep. These days, the RCCA hires a hall and events manager who oversees hall rentals and maintenance and the organization of RCCA-sponsored events like Creek Days and Earth Day. Income from hall rentals helps with some costs, but most of the funds come from grants, especially for those hall upgrades, which most recently include a commercial kitchen and new, gender-neutral washrooms. Currently, grants have been received or applied for to upgrade the septic system, for new library flooring and an outdoor patio at the hall. So these are just some of the things the RCCA takes care of, and you can support them by becoming a member. Membership allows you to vote and gives you bragging rights, but importantly, those numbers indicate community support when applying for the grants required to keep things going. So sign up. While we might have a paid event organizer, everything is dependent on volunteers. None of these events can happen without them. Volunteers are still required for Earth Day, so please sign up. You can do that at https://volunteersignup.org/jtplm. This weekend's events include the Gravelairs and Boom, Boom, Boom at the Legion. Creek writer Heather Kahn will have her book launch at the Arts Center on Saturday evening, and that same evening Them Ordinary Things will be playing at the Gumboot Cafe. Please write to me with your events, community observations and comments, mouncyyvonne@gmail.com.